Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for May 12th to the 18th, 2012. Palestinian prisoners end their hunger strike with most of their demands matched. Meanwhile, the two main parties in Israel, Likud and Kadima, form a coalition to save Netanyahu's government. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank. One child and a young man were injured on Friday when Israeli troops opened fire at protesters during anti-wall and settlement protests at a number of West Bank communities. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura with the details.
Protests this week were organized at the villages of Bil'in in Alin and the Nabi Saleh in central West Bank and Al-Ma'sara village in southern West Bank. A 14-year-old boy was injured in the head when soldiers fired rubber-coated steel bullets at the villagers of Al-Nabi Saleh and their international and Israeli supporters. Troops stopped the protest before leaving the village to the lands taken by Israel to build the settlement and the wall on. Israeli soldiers then fired rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas, injuring the boy. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Later, troops also invaded the village and fired tear gas at residents' homes, causing damage. Staying in central West Bank, troops fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at protesters in the village of Bil'in and Na'lin. According to local sources, troops opened fire at protesters as soon as they reached the wall. In Bil'in, a 21-year-old man was injured in his leg after a bomb hit him there, while in Na'lin, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere in Al-Ma'sara village near Bethlehem City, troops stopped the protest at the village entrance and used tear gas to force people back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
Palestinians mark 64 years of dispossession, and political prisoners in Israeli jails end their hunger strike. IMEMC's William Temple has more.
Tuesday, 15th of May 2012, marked the 64th anniversary of the Palestinian Nakba in 1948, when hundreds of thousands of Palestinians were uprooted and evicted from their homeland and from over 400 towns and villages. This was a most brutal ethnic cleansing and included systematic and deliberate killings and displacement. It culminated in the declaration of the State of Israel on the debris of Palestinian people, lands and villages. Nakba Day 2012 was marked by non-violent demonstrations all over the West Bank and Gaza. Many were met by attacks by Israeli soldiers. In one incident, over 80 Palestinians were injured in clashes with Israeli forces at Kalandia checkpoint south of Ramallah on Tuesday. Tuesday 15th of May also brought the welcome news that after 79 days of hunger strike, Palestinian detainees Dayar Halacha and Bilal Tiab had signed an agreement with the Israeli prison authorities to end their hunger strike in exchange for their release in June and August respectively. They are being held without charges under so-called administrative detention. Also on Tuesday, Palestinian Minister of Detainees, Issa Karaka, stated that Israel has agreed to most of the legitimate demands of the hunger-striking Palestinian political prisoners. These include ending its illegal solitary confinement policies within 72 hours, allowing visits to Gaza Strip detainees within a month, and handing over the remains of 100 Palestinians buried at the Numbers graveyard Israel repeatedly denied existed. In other news, on Friday last week, US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton urged Prime Minister Netanyahu and his new coalition partners to advance peace talks. Clinton reportedly told Netanyahu that after his ruling party, Likud, signed an agreement with the Kadima party to join the coalition government, the expanded government has no reason to stall peace talks. She welcomed a clause in the coalition agreement that the two parties would, quote, advance a reasonable peace process, end quote, and added that the United States is ready to support both sides in an effort to achieve a two-state solution. However, on Monday, and 1 month after Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas had sent a letter to Mr. Netanyahu that it was hoped would initiate efforts over frozen peace negotiations, Netanyahu rejected demands to halt Jewish settlement building in the occupied Palestinian territories, thus putting a stop to any further negotiations. and Israeli Deputy Prime Minister Dan Meridor stated that the Palestinian state will never be established along the 1967 Six-Day War border. He further said that Israel should freeze all settlement construction in the West Bank, but should continue to develop existing settlements, because Israel's international reputation is harmed when the Israeli government builds settlements everywhere and then tells the world that it is seeking peace with Palestinians. Meridor affirmed that a settlement freeze does not apply to East Jerusalem and large settlement blocks in the West Bank that Israel wants to keep under any final status peace agreement. On Monday, EU foreign ministers issued a statement criticising Israelis' activities in the West Bank. They said that Israeli settlement building and curbs on economic development in the occupied West Bank risk wrecking Palestinian hopes of creating their own state. The statement also criticised Israel's treatment of Palestinians who live in Area C and the demolition of facilities and buildings that Europe had financed. In other news, Israel's foreign and domestic policy seems to have tarnished its image on the world stage as measured by an annual international BBC poll. The poll asked which states were perceived to have had the most negative influence on the world. Iran and Pakistan took first and second place respectively, with Israel in third place. In PA news, President Mahmoud Abbas shuffled his cabinet on Wednesday, stressing that this was an interim move until the agreement with Hamas can be implemented, and stating as its main task the organisation of municipal elections. And finally, the head of the PA Anti-Corruption Commission said on Wednesday that Mohammed Rashid, a former advisor to late President Yasser Arafat, has been accused of embezzling tens of millions of dollars, and that the PA is seeking an international arrest warrant. For IMEMC News, this is William Tenney.
This week, Israeli army shelling left 7 injured in Gaza, while troops conducted at least 41 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these incursions, Israeli troops arrested 13 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children. The details with the following report. 7 Palestinians were wounded on Tuesday when Israeli troops fired several artillery shells into a Shuja'iya neighborhood in Gaza City. The shelling came after the army carried out 2 invasions in the northern and southern parts of the Gaza Strip. The Ansar 2 and the Miles of Smiles 12 solidarity convoys managed to enter the Gaza Strip on Thursday evening via the Rafah border terminal on Gaza-Egypt border, the Kutznet news agency reported. Convoy members were welcomed at the terminal by delegates of the Palestinian Interior Ministry in Gaza, headed by Ghazi Hamad, and several political and social figures in the coastal region. Meanwhile, in the West Bank this week, Israel has unveiled a project to expand the settlement of Ariel in the northern West Bank in 2 phases at the expense of large areas of Palestinian land in the governorates of Qalqilya and Tulkarem. This project will expand the settlement of Ariel in 2 phases. The first phase will be the building of 700 new housing units on large areas of the village of Kafr Lakif, located between the towns of Azzoun and Jinsafut in the governorate of Qalqilya. The second phase of the expansion will be the building of 1,400 new housing units on large areas of several villages in Tulkarem governorate. In related news, Israeli settlers' attacks were reported all over the West Bank this week. About 1,500 settlers entered Joseph's Tomb in Nablus City late Thursday night and early Friday morning, guarded by the Israeli military. The settlers performed prayers in the tomb until the morning before withdrawing, escorted by the army. Also on Thursday, dozens of Jewish settlers invaded the courtyards of Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem and performed religious rituals amid tight security by the Israeli police. Earlier on Thursday, a number of extremist Israeli settlers invaded Ein Yebus village near the northern West Bank city of Nablus and tore the Palestinian car. That was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmahi.